Yeah, it's a bit kind of ad lib this is going to be, so away we go. Yeah, some of you probably know I was the Lord bundled me off to Jerusalem in September of 2015. It's the most marvellous experience. I know some of you have been, so you'll probably recognise something of what I'm actually going to talk about. So I'm just going to talk about one particular experience that the Lord took me through whilst I was out there. I'm going to leave you with a question. I'm not going to tell you what that is until the end. So there's a surprise waiting for you at the end. One of the things that everybody wants to see when they go to Jerusalem is the Western Wall, or some of you know it as the Wailing Wall. In Israel, it's kind of more known as the Kotel, and it's the it's what it says. It's the Western Wall of the Temple that was, or the Temple compound that was built by Herod. It's the most sacred spot for Jews, and it's a great place to be, and there's just something really really special about it anyway. So, on my first evening there, one of the volunteers at, I was at Christ Church, which is just by the Jaffa Gate in the Western Wall of the Old City, and they the guest house has volunteers. We can go and work and do stuff. So, the evening that I arrived, one of the volunteers very kindly took me down to see the Western Wall, and. It was just lovely, standing on a viewing platform, just looking over, just for a moment or two, and then going down and through all the checkpoints and everything. Well, a couple of weeks later, I kind of like ventured out on my own, as some of you may know, the old city of Jerusalem. It's full of narrow, twisting streets and everything, and you can very easily get lost, actually. And find yourself down in the Arab Market or whatever, which is great fun. But anyway, I came to the end of one of the streets leading down towards the Kotel, the Western Wall. I just stood there for a moment, looking over, and looked down over the Western Wall, over the Temple Mount, and over to the Mount of Olives, which is like the highest point. And it just suddenly struck me. Well, actually, that wasn't all I was looking at. I was kind of looking at some of the other sort of like church spots and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre over to the left and so on. And just thinking about that, it suddenly struck me. The thought came to me, I am not here. I have gone. It's empty. There's nothing here. And the reason is because I'm coming again. And I didn't think any more about that throughout, probably for a couple of weeks or so. But that thought did kind of like stay in my mind. But then probably about 3 or 4 weeks after that, I came down to the same spot. And I met a couple there. From the United States. Actually, most of the United States seemed to be in Jerusalem and not in the United States, but it was lovely. And I just got talking, as you do. I mean, any time you're in and around Jerusalem, it's amazing who you actually get talking to. The whole world passes through that place. And it's just great to stop and chat to people about sort of anything. And so in conversation with this couple, I just mentioned what had gone through my mind about, you know, Jesus is not here. The tomb is empty. He's not over in Caiaphas's palace, over in St. Peter's church. He's not over on the Mount of Olives, and so on. And, you know, they said, do you know, that's exactly the way we feel. And I thought, oh, yeah, great. It's not just me. Well, about 3 or 4 months later, I had on one of my days off, I kind of felt a little bit of at a loose end. So I thought I'd just go for a bit of a rumble around. And so I went down through the old city, out through the Dung Gate, which is actually the entrance into where the Western Wall is. And zipped down through the Kidron Valley, up the Mount of Olives to the Church of Dominus Flavius, which is actually a lovely spot. So if ever you go, that's a great spot to go, because you can just look out over the whole of Jerusalem, and it's the most, you can see the whole of it, and you can kind of imagine Jesus being there and weeping over the city. Anyway, that's not the point. Came back down the Mount of Olives and just called in at his Jesus' mother's, Mary's tomb, where she's supposed to be buried. And when I came out, I thought, now which way shall I go? And I thought, shall I walk round the north side of the city or go back and whatever? And I thought, no, I'll go through St. Stephen's Gate or the Lion's Gate, whichever you want to call it. And that's the beginning of the Via Dolorosa. So went in through there. And down to the junction at the bottom, whereas you've got one of the main streets that goes right the way through, from north to south, right through the old city, right through the Arab Quarter and so on. But down on that particular corner, on the right-hand side, you've got the Austrian Hospice. And on the left-hand side, there's a church with a very interesting name. Actually, there's two churches, and it's called the Church of the Spasm. It's, anyway, yeah. So I thought, it's one place I've not been in. So I thought, I'll go in and have a look in there. And there's two ways you can go in. You can go in through the courtyard, or you can go down through the gift shop, which is actually the best way to go, because it's all been excavated out down there. And you've got all these beautiful Crusader arches and so on. And there's a whole big complex down actually underground, and various... parts of it have been sealed off for chapels and so on. And so walked through there and eventually came to another side chapel on my left, and there was a lovely picture of Jesus with a red robe, and he had the cross on his shoulder, and he was talking to Mary, his mother. Strangely enough, that picture has always stayed with me. It was lovely, and you just kind of wonder, well, what was Jesus talking to his mother about? Well, on the right, there were stairs going up into the main church, and at the bottom of the stairs there was a sign saying "Silence," which is a big plus to start off with in Jerusalem. You just don't get that. Silence for prayer. So I thought, that's going to be lovely. I can go and sit up in the church for a little while, just pray about one or two things and enjoy some peace and quiet. Well, I got partway up the stairs, and this thought suddenly came to my mind. I am not here. I'm coming again. And as I went up the stairs, this thought, this impression, just got stronger and stronger and stronger. And as I got up to the top of the stairs and actually into the church, it was just like whoosh. It was the most amazing, unless you experience something like it, it's difficult to know, but it was the most amazing experience. Like the Lord was just saying to me, I am not here, I am coming again. And the relief, and I just sat down, and it was just floods of tears, and just the relief of knowing that Jesus is coming again, and he's coming again for us. So, and there's just a couple of verses of scripture I'd like to read out for you. In the first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 15 to 18. This is from the New Living Translation. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. And really, that's what I want to do tonight, is to encourage you with the fact that Jesus is coming again. Whatever happens on the earth, I mean, there's all sorts of things happening. We've just seen today that atrocity in St. Petersburg. This is all going to happen. This is all going to go on. But the fact remains that we can be absolutely certain that Jesus is coming again. There is one proviso to this as well, and that is that we must be ready. And the verse of scripture for that I have is Matthew 24 and verse 44. Therefore, you must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. And the question is, you've probably guessed it, are you ready? And that's, we can only answer that for ourselves. Are you ready? And if you want to know more about that, afterwards there will be people over there to pray and to chat. Thank you for listening.